Okay.
It was tabled, yeah, for, we didn't know about the access to the property, whether it worked, and whether, there hadn't been any research done on it.
The other comment was, is that we probably would recommend that he switch to C1 instead of C2. So then he could come back for a conditional use permit to put a restaurant on. And, but that's up to us here tonight.
So Tom's thought on that was, I'll try to fill you in, was that C1's more compatible with residential neighborhood, and then you could put more restrictions on it as far as buffers or anything that you guys feel that if you want to approve it, you could give them a little more, the neighborhood a little more distance or some kind of blockage or sound or sight. It just gives you that ability when you got that conditional use to really frame the project how you guys think it fits best. That's up to you guys if you want to go that route.
So do we have anybody in the audience that's here for this, to speak for or against this application, that have signed up? Why don't you go ahead and have a seat, and then we'll just go ahead and have them. Sir, you want to start?
Yes, sir. Thank you. I did speak last month, and so I won't go beyond the 4 minutes this time.
Your name? Your name, sir?
Oh, yeah. My name's Lee Widmeyer. I live at 140, thank you, Sterling Way, which is just the first road there to the right. Goes up there. And last month, we did make the concern. There was actually three neighbors that made a concern about traffic and the fact that this is a residential neighborhood. All of us bought into a residential, very peaceful neighborhood. We finally got over the fact that all the trees are gone. And we had thought that the Haygoods were going to put in some type of barn dominium housing, which was all fine with us. So then the conversation came about Z1 zoning. And I did a little check on Z1 zoning. According to your Taney County, it says that it's more for shops, bakeries, barbershops, impact stuff for those neighbors, for the people in that neighborhood. It's not for bringing people from all over to come to this place. The way I understand Z1 commercial is like a salon or something like that. It's more for services for the neighborhood. But my concern still is, with the people I've talked with, is the traffic, which I'm sure your road guy came out to see. He put the meter there for the traffic. Mm-hmm. And but the fact that coming out 165, that'll eliminate some of Taney County. The traffic, the noise, and part of the concern I want to talk about was the environment, because this is a beautiful area. I've lived there for 12 years. I'm 14. I moved in there in 2012. And it became more evident to me over our last snowstorm. After that snowstorm, if I go back on my back porch, which all I see is beautiful trees, there is deer track, fox, raccoon, everywhere. I mean, it takes up our whole neighborhood. We have a white skunk in the neighborhood that everybody loves. And this last summer, we had 10 turkeys. I put a sprinkler system in the backyard, and apparently this family of turkeys decided this would be a great place to get water every night at 8 o'clock. So we got to see that. And we all enjoy it so much. And the concern was, what's this going to do to the habitat and the environment up there? And it's going to scare away some of the things that we enjoy the most. For some of the reasons we bought this property. And I guess, and the impact on utilities. I know we have Missouri American Water, which is the water tower right at the end of our street there, which I actually had to put a booster pump in my basement to get water to come, because I put an overhead shower in my shower, and to get enough water pressure to get that shower to work, I had to put a pressure. So to think the fact of commercial buildings starting to hook into that water tower, it was a concern. I talked to my neighbor on the end. I'm not going to use his name because he's not here today. So, but that's all I wanted to say. And I appeal to all of you. I don't know if you live in all residential neighborhoods, but if you had this neighborhood, you'd love it, and all of a sudden a restaurant wanted to come in right at the end of your street, you would probably be here as well. So I appreciate your time. Thank you.
You're welcome. Just for clarification, so the right now it's zoned R2, mm-hmm. So the developer could build duplexes, basically, right? Mm-hmm. And what is it, 9 acres total, somewhere in that area?
think so.
Nice. So how many duplexes could be?
18.
18 duplexes. So, I mean, you know, the owner has the right to develop the property. I guess the question is, what's the
18
best?
18 plus. Might get another one in there.
So yeah.
At least 18.
From an impact of a building standpoint. Who's next? Do you want to go?
I don't have this one's not stapled, but these are all stapled. Yeah. And then I have two. Can you watch the cord right there? Oh, thank you. Thank you. Okay. My name is Susan Rewalt, and I live right across the lake. And enclosed in your packet.
Ma'am, where do you say you live?
166 Norwood Drive, right across the lake.
In Branson?
Yes, sir. Oh. I look right up. It's in Point Royal.
I got you.
All right here.
Enclosed in the packet are photos of the fallen trees on the above-referenced property. Pictures 1 and 2 were taken on December 31st of 24. And April of 25, after giving the listing agent plenty of time to clear the logs off the property. I took pictures over to the listing agent's office several months after the pictures were taken. I told the receptionist that all of us with the property in view had given the agent plenty of time to clear the logs, and it was not a pleasant sight to have to look at all these months. Not only were the logs not cleared, but many logs and rocks have ended up on the slope to the lake and have obviously been pushed down the slope. I don't know if the fact is known, but the water is deeper on this side of the lake. and boaters have told me that when the water is low, that they choose to go up or down to their destination on the side of the lake, on that side or this side of the lake, because it's safer. The other side is more shallow. So logs and or rocks falling into the lake become a boating hazard, according to boaters I've talked to. Pictures 3 to 6 were taken this January 2026. To my knowledge, there have been no attempt to cleaning up the logs and rocks. I totally understand why a buyer/developer would purchase this beautiful property. The view is approximately the same view as seen from the overlook, which is just two lots over. I don't object to the development of the property. That's the right of the buyer. What I do object to is the logs from the clear-cut trees not being cleaned up and the fact that both logs and rocks have been pushed down the slope, creating a future hazard to boaters and a very unpleasant sight to both visitors and homeowners alike. Please consider a strong request to the owner for cleanup of the lot in consideration of the neighbors and safety for all fishermen and boaters. And I guess I've learned in the last 10 minutes that it will be a restaurant, and I could totally understand condos or whatever being built there because the view is gorgeous. But like this gentleman said, it's residential, and it's just not a place for a restaurant. But anyway, that's my story. I'm sticking to it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next, who else? I think there was one or two more that were signed up.
Thank you for having us up, giving us this opportunity to talk to you. You all have her packet. She gave me her packet.
Sir, could we get your name for the record, please?
Okay, my name is Dick Gass. I live in Point Royal. 178 Norwood Drive, Branson, Missouri. I live next door to this wonderful lady here. Guys, I've got to tell you, I'm not against rezoning. I'm not here for that. But I'm very upset with the way they left that property for the last year and a half to 2 years. I want you to look at your packets. Open your packets up and look at number 2, 3, 4, and 5. Please look at those pictures. You're going to see the back end of that property, which you did not see on this. When they tore all those trees out and rubbish, they threw it off the bank. Threw it off the bank in front of Port Royal. Look at those pictures. We've been looking at that junkyard up there for a year and a half, 2 years. How in the heck could they do something like that? They've been approached to remove that and clean it up. We've got 954 residents in Port Royal that look at that every day. It looks like a junkyard up there. You don't see it. You don't see it in those pictures. Take a look at those pictures we've got for you. And you're going to realize how upset we are. I don't care what they build up there, but I want to, before you give them, you rezone that property, I would say you would have to have them clean that property up before you even consider giving them a rezone. And I think that's a reasonable request to you. And I'm going to ask each one of you, please come out to our property and take a look at what it really looks like. We have a golf course there. We have people. We try to make money there with the golfers. The golfers look up there and they think it's a junkyard up there. I don't have any problem with them building up there, but I do want them to clean it up. We've been after them for over a year, and they won't do it. Is that a reasonable request? I ask each one of you, I invite you out there to look at it. See what, how would you like that in your backyard? Get up. We've got 954 properties out there. And get up there and they see a junkyard up in those beautiful bluffs. All I'm asking for you guys is to make them clean that up before you vote on your zoning. Because what I'm afraid of, you're going to vote on it. They're going to build right over the top of that, and we're still going to see it up there. It's a junkyard. Do you have any comments back to me?
I didn't think so. Is that the 4 minutes?
But I really appreciate it.
Did it go the proper time? I've seen.
Yeah. So I will address that I understand your concern, but he wasn't the one that got that land disturbance. That was the old owner who is now sold.
You know, I can't hear you up here. Let me come over. Is it okay if I approach
you? Sure.
The microphone's terrible.
That's okay. I was just letting you know that he's not the one that cleared it, and I understand that's not really the issue, but it was the previous owner cleared
it. But he owns it now.
That's right. Just want to let you know.
Okay.
It's time to get a work order back to him.
I understand that. But you own it now.
I completely understand. I have no knowledge
sir,
of that.
Sir, your time is up. Your 4 minutes is up.
Okay.
So we hear your message, though, okay?
Okay. Well, I hope, I really urge you not to do anything till he cleans it up.
Thank you. Next, I think back in the back.
My name is Wes Larson, and I live at 1074 Iowa Colony Road. I'm the neighbor house right up there. I guess my main concern would be the zoning to C2. You all had talked last month about going to C1 instead, and I would highly recommend that. I think that would offer some protection for the neighbors. I appreciate the way Stephen has he's really engaged with the neighborhood there and listen to their concerns and stuff. But we want to, I guess our main concern is that we don't have something come in there. If with a C2, you have the option of building just about pretty much anything. So if we could go to C1, I for one would be all for it if we could go C1. So that's all I need. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else signed up for this application?
My name is Chris Larson, and I live 152 Honeybee Drive. I don't live at Port Royal, but I'm the general manager there. So I guess I'm speaking. We got two wonderful owners who are, include actually three with Wes, so no relation, but also good Larson. But so I guess I'd be here representing the other